Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the mayor of North Las Vegas, who's running for governor, John Lee, joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas. Absolute pleasure to have you back on the program.
I'm glad to see you down here, Sam. Nice to have your show back alive here in Southern Nevada.
Thank you, sir. So, first of all, let's talk about North Las Vegas. How is North Las Vegas doing?
North Las Vegas is the third largest city in the state. It is probably the most profitable city in the state right now. We're diversifying the economy of Southern Nevada and North Las Vegas, but better than that, Sam, I'm diversifying the incomes of the families in North Las Vegas. We used to be in gaming, tourism, and hospitality. Maybe your wife would work at Caesar's Palace dealing cars, and the husband would work at Treasure Island engineering, good jobs. Then an airplane hits a building in New York, that sad thing that happened in 9/11, and we all lost our home. We couldn't make our water bills and stuff like that. And you know as well as I do that equity in your home is the number one savings for retirement outside of an IRA or something. We just got wiped out. And the last couple recessions have done that. So now by me putting all those jobs in North Las Vegas, we are strengthening the economy. So maybe gaming does take a hit, or hospitality, tourism like this pandemic. But if we're building, manufacturing, producing things that are being sold all across the world, we're a healthy city, and we're there.
So now, we've had a lot of conversations on this program about Apex, and also about the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center and the comparisons between the two. Southern Nevada Water Authority is bringing more water to Apex. What companies are nosing around? I know you can't name specific companies, but what kind of industries are looking at Apex?
Well, we've got natural gas providers out there, Air Liquide. We've got a lot of companies that are moving out there now. But the exciting thing is they're following. We've got two water lines going up there right now, Sam. And we've got five more industrial parks that are making their way up the hill as you go out of the alluvial skirt of the valley here. So we are doing huge things with some very significant companies in this country. And so, and I applaud what's going on in Story County, by the way. That's the largest industrial park in America. They're fantastic. But having the number two in Nevada is even more special for the state to diversify ourselves like we're doing.
And one of the things that North Las Vegas did that I applaud you for is looked at what was happening in Story County in terms of the permitting process and doing your best to be able to speed things up, which is not the way it is in other counties.
No, every day, Sam, I wake up, I'm in competition with the city of Las Vegas, Henderson, Clark County, because when somebody's coming to town, I want to get that job. I want that in North Las Vegas. You know, the difference between land and real estate is simple. Land just holds the planet together. It's like here between here and Reno. You know, a lot of that's just land up there. But real estate, that's that jobs, taxes, infrastructure, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So if somebody's going to come here, I want them to know North Las Vegas, we have two speeds, fast and faster. We will get you up and running quick. And we compete for that. But I will say, if somebody wants to leave another entity here and come over to North Las Vegas because maybe they're mad or something, I always call the mayor or the county commissioner in that area and say, you need to save that company because we're all built upon bringing new dollars in now, not stealing from each other. So we have a very good relationship here, but the competition is tough. You know, these cities and counties are competing for these jobs.
Infrastructure is obviously a big issue in the Silver State. One way or the other, it looks like we're going to end up with an infrastructure bill coming out of the federal government. What kind of infrastructure would you like to see in North Las Vegas if you get a share of that money?
Yeah, that's one-shot money, you know. So what you want to do with it is make sure it's not a reoccurring debt that's coming to you. We've got some potential for some more areas that we want to put sewer and water. We've got roads we want to fix. We've got an old city hall we want to rehabilitate, you know, and put that into use. The council hasn't made its decisions yet, but we will make sure that money is spent productively. We won't put it into facades and signage and stuff like that. We'll put it where it brings value to the future of the city.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and then we'll talk about some other plans you have that are creating quite an interest across the state. We'll be right back.
Safety, we all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are having a conversation here with Mayor John Lee. He is the mayor of North Las Vegas. You were a Republican. Then for a long time, you've been a Democrat, but a conservative Democrat. Mm-hmm. In fact, actually, I think if I called you a Blue Dog Democrat, that'd probably be a great title. Not that there are very many of those left around. But now you've become a Republican again, and you're running for governor. Why the change in party? Why are you running for governor?
You know, it's been a period of time that I've been contemplating where Nevada is going to go. When you hire John Lee to be mayor, he doesn't waste his time worrying about how many potholes there are, how many sprinklers are out at the parks. He has brilliant people that work for him, good directors, good city managers. You hire John Lee to know where your city is going to be 10 years from now. And we've done a good job of that in North Las Vegas. Now I'm looking at the state of Nevada, and I don't think there's a real roadmap for success for Nevada right now. And so I think that I have the skill set to do that. I think I surround myself with some very brilliant people. I think we can set a plan out for the next 10 years. And so when the Democratic Party elected four of their five leadership to be, they were Nevada socialists, I said, that's it, I'm ashamed now. You know, I mean, usually I can just, you know, push things off, you know, and just do my job. But if you let that socialism start anywhere, I had cancer once, Sam, and we've discussed that. If I would have stopped it at one or two cancer cells and did all the man checks and everything I should have done, and I wouldn't have got to stage four cancer and almost died before I realized I was sick. We can't let this socialism start anywhere in this country and start proliferating itself. So that's what made me act quickly. I didn't hear anybody in the Democratic Party really challenging it. They would just say, well, we're going to go over there. They'll do their thing. We'll do ours. It's really the same thing. It's allowing socialism to get a grasp in Nevada. And that's what pushed me over the edge, Sam.
Tick Sagerblum said on the program, we taped him just the other day, that this was the most progressive legislative session that he's seen. And that Steve Sisolak is the most progressive governor because of that. That's different from the way he was when he was on the Clark County Commission.
That's what I'm told. I think that there's a lot of pressure on the Democratic establishment to make sure their elected officials act a certain way. I don't really get into that. I was NRA Legislator of the Year nationwide one year, National Sports Shooting Foundation Legislator of the Year. I built a big shooting range out there, a national NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business People. I've just always been my own guy, but I've always been a Nevadan first. You know, it hasn't been party dominated by me. It's what's good for Nevada. But now I think Nevada has to make a stand. I think Nevada has to have a leadership, it has to have vision, and it has to have experience. You know, you might have been in politics for a long time in your life, but that really doesn't give you experience in running a company, running a state. And I would say this, it's not as big a job as it seems, though it is a big job, but there's 3 million people live in Nevada. There's more than that live in Orange County. I mean, this is doable, this is manageable. I don't think the rurals have been taken actually for the strength that they can add to the state. I think there's a lot we could do out in the rural areas. And so I'm excited, Sam. I know I can do the job.
All right, so let's explore a couple of these things that you brought up. One of the things, and I've had a lot of people on the program from rural Nevada, mayors, commissioners, et cetera, they all say that Governor Sisolak has barely talked to them, or if he has, he's just told them what a situation is rather than having a discussion about what the needs are. But basically, it seems that he's ignored most of rural Nevada. But at the same time, we have a booming state. Despite COVID, coming out of it now, in the north, in the Reno-Sparks area, because of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, it's been booming. The unemployment rate has dropped back to a normal level, pretty close to the lowest it's ever been. We are a shortage of 50,000 homes over the next 10 years. We're seeing industrial parks coming up in Fernley and Fallon, the like of which we've not seen. You've got Pumpkin Hollow Mine in Urington that's ready to deliver copper where people need it. You've got lithium mines up around Winnemucca. You've got potentially a lithium mine down here in southern Nevada as well, although there's going to be a big fight over Team's buckwheat as to whether that gets done. In Las Vegas, you're booming as well. Allegiant Stadium, when it's finally open fully, is going to be a huge driver. Resorts World opening up on the Strip. So despite what one might think about the leadership of the state in the governor's office, the state really seems to be booming, or am I incorrect about
that? Well, no, you are, but then again, there's such a sense of hopelessness right now in rural Nevada, and even in North Las Vegas. We don't have any relationship with our state. I've been the mayor the whole time that the governor's there. He's never called me up, said, what do you think about this? What are you doing at? What's happening down there? It's been mostly he'll deal with the county and doesn't really care about the cities. So I think that the lack of leadership and direction and cohesiveness and working together is the part that that makes this state dysfunctional. The other thing is this, Sam, maybe things are going good in everybody else's companies, but I can tell you right now, the state of Nevada is not being run properly. You looked at what happened to people who were trying to get unemployment checks. You look at all the agencies that the state has. We're doing the same things we did 10 or 15 years ago. I mean, back when Joe Dini was here, we're doing, you know, that was a great era, but we've changed since then. We've got the ability to do more and to accomplish more and give our taxpayers better service for the money they're giving us. So there's a lot to be done with the actual structure of the state to make it a stronger state for everybody who lives here. Those are the things that I know I can do. And we're paying good taxes to live here. We ought to be able to get our money's worth.
All right, so what areas would, you know, obviously Dieter is gonna get $54 million infusion to work on the unemployment situation. Which other areas would you want to see money being infused, bearing in mind that the state is going to be awash in federal dollars here?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm in some counties up there recently in northern Nevada, and you have to go to another county, two counties away, to take a driver's test, you know, because they don't do that there. They only give plates. And there's a lot of services that people should be getting for the money they're paying. And each individual agency has its own, it's its own enterprise district of sorts. So I would just say we can do better, we can refine it, and we can make it better for the residents, more user-friendly in a lot of cases. And but I can't tell you exactly what I'm going to do until you actually get the mantle on your shoulders and then you set out a pattern. But I would like to see our state have a better relationship with all the cities and counties, and we all grow and build together.
We just came through a legislative session. Mining tax themselves to avoid being on the ballot next time around. But can mining and gaming take those initiatives off the ballot? Is that constitutional in your opinion?
Well, I guess so, because they did it and it happened. But, you know, there's always
It hasn't happened. I mean, I guess it can go to the Supreme Court if somebody who has a position objects.
I think the LCB has got a brilliant legal team. You know what I mean? So I'm just...
Well, not on the two-thirds they didn't.
Yeah, well, that one. But I'm just saying, I'm assuming, you know what I mean, that unless somebody decides to challenge it, you know, it's probably going to be this way. But, you know, there's always, every 2 years, there's an infrastructure tax, like the Southern Water Authority, the RTC, and then all of a sudden it's, let's tax the businesses, now let's tax gaming, let's tax mining. There's always this, maybe we could work and live within our budget a little bit. Maybe we don't need to continually raise money. Maybe we need to look at what we're spending money on right now and make a better assessment than just always doing damage control. That's what I'm trying to say.
Education is going to get a big chunk of money. Obviously, this mining tax is a portion of it. The federal government is going to be putting money in. But still, the education folks say, the education unions, we need $2 billion. Even though they may end up with $1 billion, it's still not enough. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are this. My parents in North Las Vegas want choice. They want parochial schools. They want charter schools. They want private schools and the Clark County School District. I went there, and all my children did. We were educated quite well. My kids did equally well in college as anybody else. I think what's being taught in education seems to be an issue right now, and the trust of the education that we're actually giving our children to be able to go out and compete in the real world right now is subject to discussion. I think that we've raised enough money that we need to look at what we're spending it on and how we're actually taking care of the taxpayer dollar before we think about raising any more money. That's how I want to end that up.
It's an interesting position because every budget is always the largest budget we've ever seen.
Yeah, but Sam, I took over North Las Vegas, $156 million of debt. We found a new $6 million in the hole in the budget. We never raised fees. We never raised taxes. We didn't do any of that stuff. We got in there and we drilled down. And we figured out ways that we could do things quicker, better, smarter, with the same money that we were. We didn't lay anybody off. You know, it was all about actually running a company. And I understand the difference between the government and business, but there's so much where they're aligned. And the responsibility is just as important to the taxpayer as it is to the shareholder, you know. So I think that there's room to take a look at what we're doing, how we're doing, how effective we are doing what we're doing right now.
All right, let's take a break. More with John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com. Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are back with Mayor John Lee. He's the mayor of North Las Vegas. And you're in the Republican primary now for governor. Well, at least you will when it's, you know, because
yes.
You can't even get in yet, but you will be. At this point, Mark Amaday is the name mentioned. Joe Lombardo, we know he's going to announce here in the middle of the month. Dean Heller, noise being made there. How much money is it going to take you just to get through the primary?
It'll take me a good amount, but you know, I'll work at it. I'll do well. I'm very confident in my skills and my vision. I think we've got a couple people who have had a lot of political experience. I don't think they've had any business experience. I don't think that they've actually done the heavy lifting of, I've got to make a $200,000 payroll on Thursday, and on Friday, and today's Thursday, and I don't have any money. I mean, I don't think they've really ever actually have run a successful business. I think Joe's a nice guy. I think he's got 30 years of public service. I think that's nice. But I think if you look at what could happen to Nevada, if we do hit a recession, if we do hit a downturn in this country, if we do hit another issue with homes again like we did before, you're going to probably want somebody who's been there, who's done it, who understands, doesn't kind of turn over his executive decisions to other people, you know. So I think those, at this point in time, I think we all get along. It might not be that way at the end of the primary, but I can tell you this, that John Lee can do the job. John Lee understands how to do the job, and John Lee has figured out through other business experiences what it takes to do the job, and it's not going to be an easy job.
But, you know, I go back to the money issue. I mean, you know, are you going to have the deep pockets that are necessary to be competitive? I mean, because, you know, every show that you get on, you're going to talk a good game. But unfortunately, that's not all it takes.
I have sufficient for my needs. I'm pretty well off, and I'm committed to being a good Nevadan and not letting what I think is going to happen in Nevada, if we don't stop it now, is detrimental. And so I can raise money, and I have money. and I'm very secure in my leadership skills.
Okay, do you think it's going to take Marilyn Kirkpatrick to jump into the race in the primary to help Republicans to get elected? Because it's very difficult, as you well know, to defeat an incumbent governor.
Yeah, but so what? Do it anyway, you know? I don't worry about that stuff. Ms. Kirkpatrick has done a fine job at the county commission. She would be a complete loss to the county commission if she did decide to run. She has outworked everybody I've ever seen in, on a county commission, and she would be a great governor if she decided to do that. If it was between me and her, I think she's probably the only other person I think that has the skill set that it's taken to fix the county the way I fix North Las Vegas.
You know, it's interesting that if one talks to people in the political world over the years, if they were to name two Democrats, which you were, who are business friendly, it would be you and Marilyn Kirkpatrick.
And I agree to that. I do believe that I have different skill sets with people and relationships and experience that even Mr. Kirkpatrick doesn't have. But she would, if she wants to be lieutenant governor underneath me, I'd take her.
Well, that's a nice offer to make right there on Nevada Newsmakers. Yeah. John Lee, it is a pleasure to have you back. And when you come up north, come back and see us again on the campaign trail. We'd love to have you.
It'd be my pleasure.
Always good. Thank you, sir. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can always watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.